Sit erect with your spine and neck in a straight line. Capture the image of Krishna in your mind's eye. Take a deep breath through your nostrils and leave it through your nostrils in a relaxed manner. And then continue to breathe naturally through your nostrils, through using an abdominal rhythm, not moving your chest. And close your eyes. Relax your body from the top of your head till the tips of your toes. Let all the aches, all the tiredness, all the muscular tension flow from the body into the ground. And let your body be limp and relaxed, keeping that image of Krishna in your mind. Feel the cool, dry air going in and the warm, moist air coming out onto your upper lip. Let your mantra ride your breath so that with each incoming breath and outgoing breath, the sound of Krishna's name echoes loudly and yet silently within your mind. Hey Krishna, hey Govinda, hey Murari, hey Nath Narayan, hey Vasudeva. Hey Bhagwan, O Krishna, help me to understand that the path to you is not through study of the scripture, naham vedair. It's not through austerities, na tapasa. It's not through charity, na dhanena. It is not through ritual, na chaijaya. That the path to you is only through love and devotion, undivided love and devotion. Bhakti atva ananya shakya. And that bhakti is the path of surrender. It's of the kitten that goes limp and allows the mother to carry it to its home. So help me, Lord, not to struggle with my mind and my senses or with the world or with the people in the world. Help me to surrender to you so that you act through me. And that I see you in the heart of every person who stands in front of me. And that in that present moment, which is the most important moment in my life, by seeing you in the heart of the person in front of me, I serve him. And thus absorb myself in you, in God. Because by remembering you, I shall forget myself. And I don't want to be a mudha, I don't want to have all kinds of objectives in the world of being learned, of attaining status or position, of acquiring wealth or attractive members of the opposite sex or disciples or followers. I want to only serve you in the hearts of people who stand in front of me. And by constantly remembering you, doing everything for you, being completely absorbed in you at the time of death coming to you. So save me from being a mudha, because the mudha thinks so many things are important in spiritual life, but you declare that there is only one thing. There are only two rules in spiritual life. One is to always remember Krishna, the second is never to forget him. All other rules are derivatives of these rules. And let me constantly remember you and never forget myself. Let me constantly remember you and forget myself. Please slowly take a deep breath and gradually open your eyes to see Krishna. Remain seated for the Aarti.